One story in all the papers this morning is that the Irish version of the hit reality TV show The Traitors will be fronted by star of stage, screen and Derry Girls, Siobhan McSweeney. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ray.
Congratulations.
Oh my God, can you believe it?
I was just reading over the weekend, you writing to yourself 10 years ago.
Yeah, I know, little, and I couldn't even mention it.
Oh, you knew then, of course, you would have known, yeah, that's, what am I saying, you would have known by then. But I'm just curious because...
I knew 10 years ago.
I knew
10 years ago. I've just been, nobody else did, I've been biding my time.
You manifested it, did you, 10 years ago. I will be presenting a show that I don't know exists.
That doesn't exist, yeah.
Are you a fan of the format?
I am. I genuinely am. Now, I know that there are loads of other international versions of it, and I've only watched the UK one.
Right.
And I've loved it, to be honest with you. I've really loved it. And it's sort of ironic because as a, you know, it's sort of similar to a game called Mafia that I'm not allowed to play with my friends.
Why not?
I get a bit too upset.
Aha. Uh-huh.
I get very upset, and there was an incident in the Lake District where I may have upturned a table and walked out calling everybody bullies.
Right. And is it a board game, Mafia?
No, it's not a board game. It's essentially the same thing. One is you know, you have the faithful and you have a traitor.
Ah, yes.
J'accuse, etc. But the television programme is far more sophisticated and treacherous and wonderful, and I am hooked as a viewer, so I can only hope that that I don't mess it up. Really.
Oh, well, you won't mess it up.
Ray,
30 versions.
Ray, you are a lovely man, but you are a dreadful liar. You're not hosting it.
I can't lie. You don't need to be able to lie as the presenter. Do you?
I don't think so, because
no.
I'm a rubbish liar. Yeah. I really am a rubbish liar, and I'm a great oversharer as well, you know.
Yes.
But the fact yes, he said resignedly. Yes, I know.
No, but you see, I would associate acting with lying.
I know, but that would be that. Let me get pretentious now for a second.
No, go on. Pretentious way.
It is the season, after all.
Yeah.
No, because that's actually just telling the truth in a different form.
Acting
isn't that what a liar would say?
God, you see, you're in it already. It's brilliant. Because there's all these double bluffs, isn't there? People telling the truth, they're telling lies, and other people think they're telling the truth. It's such a brilliant format. And that's why there are 30 versions all over the world. And it's won numerous awards. And everybody is very excited about an Irish version. I've long since, I'm sure other people have as well, you know, we're sort of proud of our differences between, although we're geographically very close and we speak the same language and we've been inextricably linked for, you know, hundreds of years, we're proud of our differences between us and the English or the, you know, the British. How do you think it's going to work out for the Irish version? How different will it be, do you think?
I don't know. I suppose because I'm such a fan of the show, I'm really nosy to find out what will be the difference.
Yeah.
I agree. There is a huge difference between us and the Brits. And I think fundamentally what makes this show a success is because the act of deceiving and the act of lying and the act of betrayal is incredibly universal. But the way each country will do it will be different, I think. And I'm really curious to see how the Irish will do it, because I think we're very good at deceiving. I think we're very good at smiling and telling you what you want to hear.
Yeah. Well, we're very good at institutional deceiving anyway, if I don't know about individual deceiving.
ain't that the truth? Yeah, exactly. But we're used to holding secrets, and I think that comes from an incredibly dark place.
Yes.
But we also, you know, think about the word clamassing. Like, we have a word for it, how you sort of like smile and be a villain. You know, Shakespeare took loads of words to say it, and we just have it in one, clamassing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And how you sort of you sort of compliment somebody and you wind them up, but there's grit behind the smile, and I think that'll be wonderful for the show.
There's been a really positive reaction to the announcement that you're fronting it, which is great. And here's the thing that I've heard from a number of people, Siobhan.
They cannot stand the fact that I'm fronting the show. Do you know what they did? They said, oh, it's great. And then they put down their phone and they called you up and they went, oh, for God's sake, we can't believe it, sir.
No, it wasn't that at all.
Okay.
This is exactly what is said by a number of people. Three, it said, I would have never thought of her, but now that it's been announced, it makes complete sense.
Oh.
So there you go.
Oh, that's lovely.
Isn't it?
That's really nice. And I must say, Ray, the reaction has been incredibly gratifying. Isn't it always the way? I keep waiting for a bad word to be said, and I'm sure they'll come. And once I start, I'm sure they'll come even more. But the reaction has been really, really positive, which is so lovely. And yeah. I get to go home to work, which is the aim.
Well, you did that with Holding as well.
I did.
The St. Bridget documentary. So
that's right. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So anything that comes up, you'll say yes. Next thing, you'll be on local radio.
Anything that comes up, I'll be out there opening supermarkets, whatever you need me to do. But once you've got the airfare, I'm there.
Yeah, I enjoyed that. Just mention that again. You wrote that piece for last week's Irish Times, the Saturday magazine.
Mm.
And they asked you to write a letter to yourself 10 years ago. So you would have been 35. People can do the maths. You're not secretive about your age like other people. And so much has happened.
Do you know what? I'm going to have to say it.
What?
I'm not 45.
What? It said in the paper you were.
I know. Do you know what happened? I forgot what age I was.
Oh, no.
I'm actually 46.
All right.
Let the record state. This is the first slide. This is why Tracy's is going to be a disaster. I should have kept my mouth shut.
It's recorded anyway, so
it's
if you
recorded.
Do. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Maybe I'm lying.
Maybe you are actually 40.
Be careful.
So much has happened in the last 10 years to you.
Yeah.
That you couldn't have imagined.
No.
I was just thinking, and if you can cast your mind back to when you were 35 and where you were with your career. Acting was always your first love, although you did science in UCC. So where were you at with the acting at 35, 10 years ago?
I was a jobbing actor working in theatre, frankly.
Right.
I was probably in most shows that you saw, but I was in the back holding a spear. Or being the maid going, your carriage awaits, my lord. And I was very happy to, and I thought I was incredibly successful because I was paying the rent by acting and doing theatre. And I wasn't going on fancy holidays, but I couldn't even conceive of where I am right now. Couldn't even conceive. I'm still not going on fancy holidays, by the way, but that's because I'm so
busy
with gorgeous work.
Yes, yeah.
With gorgeous, gorgeous work, yeah.
Yeah. And of course, it was 2018, probably 2017, when you got the call about Lisa McGee's Derry Girls.
Yeah.
And that was the beginning of the change.
That's right, yeah. Actually, Lisa was on to me yesterday when the announcement came and she was like, how did you not tell me? I'm like, see, I can't keep a secret. So she is very, very thrilled, which means an awful lot to me.
And she must feel that she had, more than a hand actor part. Good.
Oh, she owns us all.
Yeah.
She owns us all. Yeah. She's still getting a cut. She's getting 97% of my fee. Yeah.
But it is, you can't plan anything. You can't have a strategy or write down on paper where you want your career to go, despite the fact that manifesting is a big thing now. You can't do that, can you? Because you'll only be disappointed.
For sure. And I think that there's, I mean, this time of year as well is such a provocative time, isn't it? Where you can feel like you're very dissatisfied or that you're not where you should be. You know, you haven't got all the presents yet and your life isn't where it is and your partner isn't the best that they should be and all these sorts of things. But I do think, the opportunity to write that article for the magazine last week sort of showed me that even though I had no idea where I'd be, but I was very happy where I was.
Yeah.
And but I think that goes for the bad things too. Even if things are absolutely rubbish now, they'll also change. That's things will change. Good, bad or indifferent. So if they're rubbish now, they will change.
Unfortunately, I used to buy into that this too will pass.
Yeah.
And there are, for some people, unfortunately, things that won't pass. When they hear that, they must go, F off, it's not going to change for me for whatever reason. But anyway, for most people, this too will pass. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I appreciate what you're saying. Absolutely. Yeah. And I don't mean it as a
It's just
as a pat statement.
No, but it's a thing that only struck me this year, and I'm a good bit older than you are, you know.
Well, I'm a good bit older than I was when I started this.
But that is one of your strengths, in that, you know, you're not coming to this, you know, having to make a name for yourself or have to prove anything.
No.
You're comfortable in your own skin.
I will. I mean, as much as we're allowed as a woman in late capitalism to be to be comfortable in our own skin.
I just pushed a button there. Go on.
But I am. And I suppose in particular, because it's not acting, because it's presenting, and it will be a persona I'll be putting on or whatever, I like, it's the best side hustle ever. Do you know what I mean? I'm an actor. That's my profession. So I have nothing but fun when I present. Nothing but fun. It's the best crack ever.
Yeah. So people who don't know that you've presented before, you've done, was it two or three seasons? Four, three? The Great Pottery Throwdown?
This is my fifth
season, is it?
The one that's coming out in the new year, the fifth.
Oh,
I know.
Lord.
Well, I suppose four and a half, because I was limping. I'd only one leg for one.
How is your leg?
Oh, it's great. It's there.
Right.
Ray. It's still there. Yeah.
But you know it's there. Is there?
Oh, sure, there's always pain. But, could I sound more Irish? There's always pain. Talk Costa Wall and some Uyghurs, Costa Laren Hiv. No, I'm totally fine. She's doing really, really, really right. Well. I'm very proud of her.
Yeah. I've only watched the UK version and the American version. Claudia Winkleman and
what's the American
Alan
version
Cumming.
Like?
It's Alan Cumming. You know, he's a Scottish actor. Yes.
Oh, I adore him.
Yeah. So it's quite camp.
Yes.
Yeah, and flamboyant, and he, as Claudia Winkleman does, they make a lot of their costume, their attire, their outfits. Mm-hmm. And is that something that's been discussed, or is that something down the line?
That's something down the line, but I have a mood board. And because it's very important. People think that the show will be about the contestants, but primarily it will be about my wardrobe.
Well, I remember, you know, the great Anne Doyle and Eileen Dunne saying to me that it could have been the worst news in the world that they were reading out on the 6 o'clock news, but the comments and the complaints or whatever to the RT telephone exchange will be about a piece of jewellery or an earring or a hair out of place. And that's the reality of it, isn't it?
It's a visual medium, Siobhan.
It's a visual medium.
It is, as if you could complain about either of those iconic women.
No.
Beautiful.
Yeah,
beautiful.
Amazing women. But there will be chatter about your costume.
Ensembles.
Yes.
Yes. So I'm thinking, and I think it's a very obvious decision. We have Claudia with the beautiful high neck, you know, sort of beautiful cashmeres and wools. And
yes.
We've Alan with the
a lot of tweed. And,
and a lot of tartan.
Yes,
Scottish, isn't he?
Yes.
He looks as if he's about to a Balmoral wedding or something all the time, doesn't he? So I think, I don't know, I think the only thing that I can really go for is sort of a mix between Countess Markovitch in her military uniform crossed with Barbra Streisand. And once I get that, I think we're off to a flying start. Anyway, it's a good base.
It's a good starting brief for whoever's working on costume for the Traitors Ireland.
And so, I'm totally inviting people to come up with because
suggestions.
Don't. I am not inviting people to come up with suggestions. Yeah, me three.
I love the fact that they canvassed for participants at the ploughing this year. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
So they had a stand in one of the big tents down at the ploughing, and they were there open for business. If you want to take part in the Traitors Ireland, here's come here. And I think they did little, you know, auditions on the spot and everything.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
But sure, of course they did. Sure, the ploughing championships are where the best of our humanity is.
Yeah.
Did you see that interview with the Cork fella?
No.
He's dreaming about silage, dreaming about slurry or something. Oh my God almighty. Find him.
I will.
Find him and get him
the
to marry me.
All right. Right.
He's magnificent. A young fella from Cork. Yeah.
Right, we'll have to track him down now.
I was talking
You're from Cork.
I don't make any secret of
yes,
that.
Remind me exactly where in Cork.
I'm from Arhla, which is between Cork City and Macroom.
Aha, yeah.
West.
Yes, I know where you are. So you're on that road, are you?
I'm on the big road, yes, yes, that's right. Just off the big road.
Is there a Tin Soldiers Museum close to you?
Yeah, it's not too far. You know it well.
Well, well done on their signage.
Which is about as much as all I've seen of that place. But that could be going on the mood board as well. As an inspiration for the look.
And the mohawk, because one of the things you mentioned in that, you know, writing that letter to yourself 10 years ago was that you're sporting, or what's the word, not sporting? You're rocking a grey mohawk. That was the expression. So will that be part of the mood board as well? I love that we're doing this just on air.
I know, exactly. Yeah, don't worry. No one's listening. They turned off. Hold on, it's at 15:40. About 6 minutes ago, they turned off. The mohawk. Yeah, I know. But you know what that's part of, which I think is something you were alluding to earlier. And I saw the amount of Fs I give are very little. And I think that's a great place to be, both personally and professionally. And it means I feel a lot more courageous and a lot more like I'm up for a bit of fun.
And were you always like that, or did something happen along the way?
I think it was always there, but you always try to be good, don't you? You always try to behave yourself, and we're sort of reared to be good girls, aren't we? But I think the divilment was always there. And I think a natural process of getting older, I also think, you know, the leg accident really just sort of made me go, crikey, we're all so fragile and fallible.
It was that serious, was it?
It was, yeah. And I also think, you know, I mean, not to do the litany of, oh, woe is me, but like the losing mam and dad and all those sort of things. Life teaches you. There was
a bad fire at one stage as well.
Plagues. There was locusts at one point.
Angela's ashes has not been there.
That was a fairy tale ending in comparison. No, but you know what I mean? Life just teaches you. Yeah. We're very lucky as it is. So, so there's no complaining from me.
Now TV Gold would be if Siobhan would host as Sister Michael. Please, from Jane. That's for season 5, is it?
Does she mean for Pottery or for Traitors?
No, for Traitors, yeah.
For
yeah,
Traitors. Yeah. Do you think... Yeah, I know. Isn't it mad how that woman has sort of...
Oh, she's a brilliant character, and
you could put her anywhere. Yeah, you could put her anywhere, really. She'd hate everywhere. She'd have the exact same attitude wherever she was.
It's like that, what would Sister Michael say?
I know.
What would Jesus do? Or what would Sister Michael say?
What would Beyonce do?
Go on. I've never watched The Traitors, but will now, with Siobhan presenting. Loved her on the Great Pottery Throwdown. Just love her work now.
Oh, that's really lovely.
They love
people
your work.
Are being so nice.
Yes,
so,
they are.
So nice.
So what's your plan for the Christmas holiday?
Well, we finished filming Pottery just under a month ago. And since then, I've been back to Ireland visiting friends and family once the bloody storms didn't ruin my flights. So I feel as if I've done my familial and Irish friendship group obligations. So I'm actually going to stay in London for the Christmas, and then I'm going to meet friends in Iceland for the New Year. Apparently New Year's Eve in Iceland is the big night. And I saw, well, of course it is. They're on the edge of the world there.
Do you know, this is a coincidence, but I have it here on my card.
Are you going there as well?
No, I'm not. But have you ever come across Lofi? That's how you pronounce it in Iceland. Yeah, she's a famous Icelandic singer. But she's young, but she sounds like she's
old. You're mispronouncing Björk.
No.
Let me tell you about Christmas magic.
Oh,
that's nice, isn't it?
Oh, I like her.
No, she's great. Laufey.
Do you know what? I'll shout for her, because there's about the same population of Cork as there is in the whole of Iceland. And considering I bump into everyone in Cork, I'm bound to bump into her.
If she's home for Christmas, you're definitely going to bounce.
What's her name again?
Laufey.
I'll just be up and down Main Street, Reykjavik.
That's a very good pronunciation of it, actually. She doesn't mind if you pronounce it wrongly, but
it's the Cork slant in it.
That's very good. That's very good. I'm wondering, did you have to audition for, because these are the things that people are interested in, did you have to audition for The Traitor, or was it just a phone call, or how did it work?
It was a phone call.
A phone call, right.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. It was a phone call quite a while back.
Right.
Yeah, and then several other phone calls.
Because there's been so much, and I'm sure it's an obsession with a very small vocal number of people in the media, but there's been loads of speculation about who was going to get it, because it's a big role, because the programme is so big internationally. I see you're even mentioned in Variety magazine, which is, that's
well,
global.
About bloody time, Variety. I've been writing to you for years.
Like, this could go global, couldn't it? Because, you know, it's English speaking.
It is, but yes. Oh no, that's the big reveal. We're doing it all, Oscuenga. But the thing is that I think people will be genuinely, like the Irish are interested in how it's going to be. I think the world will be, like, I'm very arrogant that way. But there will, you know, there is a idea of what the Irish is like, and it'll be very interesting to see that play out.
Yes.
In the programme. So there will be interest, yeah.
Like, the American one is all celebrities. Well, like, that's a, you know.
A loose term.
Yeah. Whereas the UK and the Irish one, just ordinary people again. What is an ordinary person? There's a lot more padding in the American one.
You know, what do you mean?
Just get to it, you know. Just.
Oh, I see. You know. Well, yeah. All the ad breaks.
The reason I'm saying all that is that each show has, although it's the same format, has its own style, which is dictated by, I suppose, the culture of the country it's made in, you know. So, yeah. So that's brilliant. Anything else to report before we go? I have to ask you an obligatory question. Will there be Derry Girls the movie?
No. Listen, if there was, why would I know?
Well, you were talking to Lisa McGee yesterday. That's why you might know.
She was a bit more interested in The Traitors than whether or not a show she did 5 years ago is going to be a movie.
And here's the problem as well. She's not going to share any secrets with you anymore, Siobhan McSweeney.
Well, this is it. She was furious that I hadn't told her to begin with.
Yeah.
I couldn't. She'd be off up and down the streets of Derry telling everyone.
And I saw Nicola Coughlan on Graham Norton last week.
Wasn't she brilliant?
She was brilliant.
Yeah.
She was brilliant.
Yeah.
You've been on that couch as well.
I have.
Yeah.
Twice.
Yeah.
Don't want to boast.
I'm so proud of you all.
Oh, stop it. Ray, you're as good.
No, I genuinely am. I actually genuinely am. Because I remember you came into us one afternoon. I can't remember what it was. You'd been launching.
I wandered in off the street.
You'd been launching something. You came in and fell in love with you immediately. And then we had you on the TV show. So I'm delighted. I'm really delighted.
The feeling's mutual, Ray, honestly.
Listen, have a brilliant Christmas and say hello to Le Fay for us. When you
listen, you'll expect a selfie with Le Fay and May Fane. Yeah.
We look forward to seeing you on The Traitors Ireland next year.
Woo!
Siobhan McSweeney, good luck. See you, bye.
Bye-bye.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.